Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening,
brother? What's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on this wonderful, beautiful Martin Luther King holiday, Martin Luther King birthday celebration. We are celebrating one of the greatest men who touched on the planet Earth. Jesus did a wonderful, phenomenal job that no man on earth can touch, but God bless Martin Luther King to be born and to do a great task on this planet called Earth. He blessed Martin Luther King to fight for civil rights. Good morning, Vera. How are you? Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I'm just going to tag a few people right quick and have them come on in here to the show. Okay? So we have a lot to talk about on this Martin Luther King holiday. Matter of fact, we will have none other than our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen, remotely at the Martin Luther King Parade this morning, and he will be talking to us shortly about what is going on at the Martin Luther King Parade. I got to be honest with you, I'm normally in that parade. I'm normally at that parade, but today I have to do the radio show. And the radio show falls on a Monday, and we do it on a Monday. And boy, do we have a show for you today. We have none other than our co-producer, Professor Reams. We have our co-producer, Vera Jones. We have all of our co-producers coming on the show today. Cousin V, co-producer with the Sports Report. Also, we have Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental Health and You. We have Vera Jones with Health and Wellness. We have Professor Reams with the commentary, and he will also be headlining one of our very important topics that will be coming up real soon. Hey, Mrs. Barbara Hubbard, good morning to you. Barbara, how are you? Good morning. God bless you, everybody on Facebook Live. And we are going to, and I'm just saying this now, at some point real soon, we're going to get Mrs. Barbara Hubbard on our show. And she is a singer and a prolific singer and writer. So I'm going to be looking forward to getting her on. God bless you, too. God bless you, too. We are talking about, you know, the weather. The weather has been, matter of fact, let's just get an update on the weather in sunny Southern California. Now, I don't know if you have been paying attention or not, but there's a song that says, it never rains in Southern California. That's not true, as you can see. It does rain in sunny Southern California, and it has been pouring down. What's up, son? Lloyd Smith, all the way out there in Florida. God bless you, son, and God bless the family. Well, let me tell you about the weather out here real quick in sunny Southern California. It's been pouring down lately. It's been flooding. Cars have been underwater. People have died. Mudslides have come down and destroyed homes. It is out of control. Now, what's up, Cousin Sarah Jones? You got to send me one of those wonderful, phenomenal German chocolate cakes. That's what I want. Hey, Sister Vera. Good morning to everybody. I'm so glad you guys are here. Well, first of all, before I continue with the weather, thank you guys for all the big hearts. Thank you. That means so much to me. We, you know, this is a beautiful Martin Luther King Day, and we have a, you know, Clarence and Mallon, our co-producer, will be remote from the Martin Luther King Parade live. We will give you updates on who's in the parade, what's going on in the parade, and this is going to be better than being at the parade, okay, because it's pouring down rain at the parade right now. And, hey, son, how are you? You're cooking gumbo and potato salad. Oh, my God. Send me some of that gumbo over here right now. But I'm going to have the vegetarian gumbo because, you know, I don't eat seafood and meat anymore, you know. I got to eat to live and not live to eat. But that sure does sound good. Yes, happy Martin Luther King Day. Let's take a quick look at our – on this wonderful Monday morning in sunny Southern California, it's going to be a high of 48 degrees today. It was a low – this morning was 34 degrees, but right now it's 48 degrees. In Los Angeles, California right now. We're expecting more rain. It's going to be more rain tomorrow, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, the 18th, it will like kind of veer off a little bit. It's going to be sunny and 50 degrees. That's right. The weather, it is definitely wintertime in Los Angeles, California right now. For the next week on Thursday, the 19th, Friday, the 20th, and Saturday, the 21st, it's going to be sunny and in the low 50s. However, Monday the 23rd, which will be next week, on next Monday, is going to be 47 degrees. So that's just a brief outlook of the calendar for the week ahead and what you have to expect if you live in sunny Southern California. Now, in San Jose, Sacramento, and Santa Clarita and all those places, it's flooding. People are still cleaning up. They're still finding people in their cars. My heart goes out. People have been found in their cars. They actually drowned in their cars, unfortunately. So what am I saying to you? If you live in a place right now where it's raining like heck, it's flooding like heck, and all that good stuff, please be careful. Be very, very careful. If you see water and it's to a certain degree, don't try to walk across it. Don't try to drive across it because your car will start floating in the water, and you'll be locked in your car, and you can't get out, okay? Hey, Shannon Jones, how are you? God bless you. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you and your family as well. We're just talking about the weather real quick, and I'm just giving you some healthy points. Do not try to cross any flooding, rushing water. Do not do it. Over the weekend, a five-year-old was swept into the water. His mother had him by his hand. Now, I'm just saying, me, myself, I'm not taking my child near no rushing water, okay? Okay. Mommy, let me see. No, you can see why I'm holding you in my arms. We're over here out of the way, okay? If you see rushing water, you see waves coming in that are 20 feet high, you need to get out of the way, okay? If you see things that you know are out of control, let me tell you something. Nature is powerful. Water is powerful. It's very strong. And what's up, Jay Bentley? What's going on, man? Happy Martin Luther King Day to you, brother. Man, it's good to see you on here. Now, let me tell you guys, let's get back to the weather. As I said, it's going to be raining all day, most of the day today. But at some point, it will kind of veer off tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Do not go near rushing water. Do not try to cross over water and you can't see the bottom. Don't even do it. And that's how all these cars are getting stranded in the water. And that's how people are being found dead in their cars. Either they're freezing to death in the snow or they're drowning in their vehicles because they can't get out. So much for that. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Want to share this with you. I want to give a short little update on the 6-year-old kid that shot his teacher. Now, thank God, and I said this last week, and then I was on another show. I was invited on another show to talk about this, and it was heated because the question was, should the mother go to jail for what her son did? Absolutely yes. How is it that your 6-year-old can get a gun and know where your gun is? The gun is loaded. He put it in his backpack. He concealed the weapon. He premeditated a conspiracy. He committed child endangerment, human being endangerment, and everybody else endangerment. Unfortunately, he shot the teacher. That wasn't his plan. His plan was to shoot the student that he was upset with. However, the teacher used some psychology and intervened with the 6-year-old, who was pretty smart, and not only did he shoot her, she put her hand up to defend herself. He shot her through the hand. I believe, had not her hand went in front of her body to protect her, that slowed down the velocity of the bullet. So when it went inside of her chest, it didn't do as much damage. It did a lot of damage. But it could have been even more damage had she not put her hand up in defense to fend off the bullet going directly into her. That bullet could have hit a bone and bounced off and tore up her liver, perforated her heart, or anything else. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. She is alive and well today. She is alive. Sarah Jones, what's up, cousin? Love you, cuz. She's alive. Now, this 6-year-old boy, when they were trying to subdue him, he gave up a fight. We're talking about kicking, biting, hitting, everything. He was not giving up. He did not. Cousin Shamanika Bell. Hey, well, I got to stop what I'm talking about. We're talking about the 6-year-old kid who shot the school teacher. But let me stop for a minute to shout my cousin Shamanika Bell out with Lucky's hair products, Lucky's Beauty Salon. If you go to Texas, if you go anywhere near Lufkin, Texas, you have to look up, just go online and look up Lucky's hair and look up Shamanika Bell. And, boy, I tell you, you will come out of there looking like, you go in there looking one way, you come out looking like a whole new person. Hey, cousin, how are you? Love you so much. God bless you. Just shout you out real quick. And everybody, all my family in Texas, in Lufkin, Dallas, Nacogdoches, Houston, all over Texas, I'm shouting y'all out. All my family in Chicago, I'm shouting you out. And all my family in Los Angeles, California, I'm shouting y'all out too. God bless, and I love you all. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call in and talk to me, or say something about one of our topics, because let me tell you what one of our topics is. One of our topics is, what would Dr. Martin Luther King say about what's going on with civil rights, with the civil rights movement today? If Dr. Martin Luther King could say anything, what would he say about the civil rights movement today? Have we made any achievements? Have we done something better? I mean, if you really look at it, we still have to go to the President of the United States and go to the House of Representatives and the Speaker of the House and renew our civil rights bill every so many years. We should never, ever, ever, ever have to renew our civil rights bill. That's just completely redundantly ridiculous. And I don't think Dr. King would have liked that at all, that we have to renew our civil rights bill. Okay, I'm just saying. Anyway, let me go ahead on and about the six-year-old kid. So what's up, Brandon Woods? What's going on? Hey, Brandon. Love you, son. Now, here we go. The six-year-old kid shoots the teacher through the hand. Then they try to subdue the kid, and he fights to heck like nobody before. Now, this is a six-year-old. And then after they got him into custody, the people were on the show, they're asking me, what do you think is going to happen to the six-year-old? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen to the six-year-old. First of all, he's going into a facility. Somebody said he shouldn't go to prison. Well, let me tell you something. They're going to create something now because the criminals are getting younger and younger. Another six-year-old shot his five-year-old sister and killed her, and both of the parents have been arrested and are being held without bail. This is another six-year-old. I mean, so we're going to have to build a little facility for six-year-old to 11-year-old, okay? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm laughing, but I'm serious. We're going to have to build a facility for six-year-old. Now, they have juvenile hall. Juvenile hall is like 12 years old to like 17 and a half years old, okay? But we're going to have to do something about it because this is out of control. So now we're going to have to build a facility for 6 years. Maybe it'll start off from 5 to 11. Because there was another young lady who was like, I think, 5 years old at the school, out of control, and they were trying to arrest her, and she gave up the biggest fight I've ever seen in my life. What's up, L.A. Gail? How are you? God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Just thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. And these kids are out of control is what I'm saying. And let me give you another perfect example of what I'm saying, and then we're going to get back into our subject matter and our topics. Our first topic is, what would Dr. Martin Luther King say about what's going on with the civil rights movement today? That's our first topic. Our second topic is classified top secret documents were found at President Joe Biden's home. Is it a setup by the Republicans? You know, the Republicans just won the House, the Speaker of the House position. They have most of the seats now, so they're getting ready to act up. I mean, they're really getting ready to act up. You know, they're trying to turn the clock back, not go forward. So we better pay attention to what they're trying, what they're working on doing right now. And their first start, their first piece of business coming back from the holiday was to find six top secret classified documents in the home of President Joe Biden. I mean, they have no respect for Joe Biden, and they really don't have no respect for Vice President Kamala Harris. They've been sending refugees and immigrants to her house on buses, busloads, letting them out in front of her house. That is a top secret sensitive security breach to let off illegal immigrants at her home. They're putting her in harm's way. They could go off in there and kill her, shoot her, anything. Take a machete to her and her family. So I hope they have plenty of Secret Service, and I hope they address these issues because these are the works of the Republicans. I'm not going to go too deep because that topic is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. So I'm not going to go there right now, but we're going to go in on that for sure, okay? That's going to be a deep one. Hold on to your seat. Go get your cranberry juice, your orange juice, your apple juice. Your smoothie, your coffee. Wait a minute, your coffee. Hold on a second. Ooh, that coffee's good. Or your milk or your almond milk or whatever you want to drink this morning. If you're going to make a protein drink, go get it. But when you get back to your seat, you want to strap in and you want to take this ride. And we are going on a roller coaster ride that will bring you, at the end, you'll be like, woo, all right? And that's because we give you nothing but the real deal Holyfield, pertinent, positive, uplifting information that is real, okay? So hold on to your seat. We have work to do, and we're going to get the work done on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know about you. Have you looked at the price of eggs lately? Have you looked at the price of eggs lately? I mean, eggs used to be like you could get a carton of 12 for $1.50, maybe $2.98, maybe even $3. A dozen of eggs are now $7.99, and they're going up. So what does that tell me? I'm getting ready to go invest in eggs, okay? I'm going to get some one day. I'm going to have to invest in an egg company because eggs are going up. That's right. Eggs are very expensive right now. Matter of fact, groceries are expensive right now. So stock up, because if they run out of eggs, maybe we're going to have to go out there and get our own chickens and put them in the yard and start, you know, getting the eggs the natural, the old-fashioned way, growing our own vegetables the old-fashioned way, getting our own food the old-fashioned way. Okay, so with that being said, we talked about the six-year-old boy, but in closing on the six-year-old, this kid premeditated a conspiracy. What's going to happen? Should the mom go to jail? Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for her, but you shouldn't leave your gun where your kids can get to it. Your gun should be in a lockbox. Your gun should have a lock on it. It shouldn't be able, no kid should be able to go into a, when did this kid, no. Okay, and then shooting somebody and child endangerment. And we've had too many school shootings, just too many. So where does it stop? It stops when we make sure we do the right thing and check our kids' backpacks, check their lunch pails and lunch bags and everything else, okay? I know, L.A., it's $8 for some eggs. Can you believe that? I mean, you know, I like to have two or three eggs, you know what I mean? Now I'm going to have to trim down to two eggs or one, because eggs are getting expensive. Eggs are more expensive than gas right now. Gas is $4 and some change, maybe $5. Hey, I want to shout out my beautiful wife, Wanda. Love you. God bless you. I just don't understand. Eggs are more expensive than gas, okay? For a while, gas went up to $6, almost $7 a gallon. Thank God it didn't make it to $8 a gallon, but who knows what's up for the future. But let's get back on track here. Let's get to our main topic. But before we do our main topic, I just want to share one more thing with you. I want to, again, go into – I want to get our co-producers in the show so we can – oh, if you want to call into the show and make a statement or say something or do something, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, when you dial that number, press 1, it'll put you in the queue. A question mark will go by your name, and I'll pull you into the studio, and we can share, we can talk, and we can break bread together right here. Gloria Freeman, what's up, Auntie Gloria? All the way out there in Virginia, you're so, you know, you're really close to our to the White House, and that's our second topic. Our second, hey, just want to shout out Virginia right now, all out there, and I wonder how the weather is. Matter of fact, Auntie Gloria, why don't you just text us what the weather is in Virginia right now. Out here in L.A., it is out in Los Angeles right now, it's going to be the high of 50 degrees and raining most of the day. I'm sorry, 48 degrees. Okay, without further ado, let's get in our dear brother, co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence, all the way at the Martin Luther King Parade. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence, can you hear me? Okay, let's see what happened here. What's going on? All right, let's see what happened with this. Okay, Brother Clarence. Okay, we're going to put Brother Clarence back on hold. We're going to put him back on hold. Let's see. Professor Reams, good morning. Welcome, Professor Reams. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor Jones. Good morning. So good morning,
good
everyone.
Morning.
Good morning to our co-producers and everyone. Welcome to the Black Vest Blog Talk radio program on Mondays. And so we are looking forward to this wonderful topic in celebration of Martin Luther King Day. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning, Professor Ings. I'm so glad. And Gloria Freeman said out there in Virginia right now, it's 52 degrees and sunny. Praise God from whom my blessings flow. Let's get in none other than my sister, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Granny V. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you, to all the listeners, and the co-hosts. Good morning, Professor Reeves.
Good morning, Dr. Gravy.
Yes,
the doctor's in the house.
Amen. Praise God. Let's go back and see if we can get Brother Clarence M. Allen. He is remote, on remote location in Los Angeles at the Martin Luther King Parade. Let's see if we can get him on now.
What's going on? I tell you what's going on. It's right here. It's right now. Standing on the corner of Dinker and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. One of the greatest holidays we have, not only just in the United States of America, but even around the world. We have all kind of people out here, Pastor Eddie, man, to celebrate the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, if I just see, he wouldn't have been there to get a speech he was there with tonight. If he just see, he wouldn't have been able to walk across that Selma Bridge. And so, you know, I'm here with my other organization, Southern California C5 Pastor Eddie. I'm standing over here next to a lot of the members. We got Pastor Kay. We got Pastor Bridget. We got the chairman, Ben Tackle Owens. We got Pastor Baker here. We have all kind of organizations here, Pastor Eddie. It's a wonderful day out here, man. The Buffalo Soldiers just rolled past. So I want to say good morning to all the co-panelists, especially to all the listeners around the world. Once again, you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Co-producer Clarence M. Allen, everybody say good morning to Clarence this morning. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning, the regulator.
Now, L.A., she said, wow, that's why I canceled my yearly Martin Luther King Parade, because she's right here on the show with us, and we're live, remotely live from the Martin Luther King Parade. So, hey, Sarah Jones said good morning. Wow, everybody's saying good morning. Barbara Hubbard said good morning. Professor Reams, good morning, everyone. Gloria Freeman, she's saying good morning, everyone. Vera Jones said hello, good morning, everyone. Gloria Freeman, good. Hey, everybody saying good morning. Brandon Wood said good morning. They're sending out the big old hearts, and thank y'all for the big hearts. Monica Bell said good morning and amen, and God bless us. Jay Bentley said what's up and good morning, everybody. Shannon Jones said happy Martin Luther King Day. Lloyd Smith said hello and good morning, everybody. All these people on Facebook Live. Now, what I want y'all to do on Facebook Live, tag 10 people right now. Tag 10 people and tell them about the show right now. Now, look, first of all, let's thank God that we made it to see Martin Luther King Day, okay? A lot of people didn't make it, all right, y'all? A lot of people died from COVID, from the flu, from taking the vaccines and all kinds of stuff. But we're still here. Now, I want to give a special shout-out to my dear brother Clarence M. Allen, who's on remote today. We're just going to hold him up in prayer on everything. And so I want you all to keep our show in prayer, keep me in prayer, and keep all of our co-producers and co-hosts in prayer. And because, you know, we all need prayer, every last one of us, we all need prayer. So if anybody on Facebook Live wants to send up a prayer for our show, that it continue. If you like our show and you love what we do on our show, keep us in prayer so that we can keep bringing you up-to-date news, that we can keep give you evergreen news, that we can give you the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. This is raw, uncut, live news, okay? Civil rights talk. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we do all have rights. Okay. Brother Clarence, man, come on back on the floor, man, and tell me what's going on at the Martin Luther King Parade right now. What's happening?
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. You know, I was just looking at Southern California ceasefire float. And on this float, it has banners all around it. It says, "We remember, let me live, let our future live, let yourself live, ceasefire." And it has maybe on both sides in total, maybe 100 pictures of murdered victims from street violence, man, domestic violence, gang violence, and whatever sorts of violence, just here in Los Angeles, man. I was just looking at a young man on there. His name is Stinson Brown. Stinson Brown is a friend of mine. He's also a member of Southern California Ceasefire. He's a retired LAPD officer, and his son was a football player. He got killed in high school, and I was just seeing his picture, man, and reminiscing him,
wow.
You know. Let me just give God thanks, Pastor Eddie, for this week. I had an extraordinary week. Last Monday, I was so sick I wasn't able to move. And on that same day last Monday, my oldest sister passed away. Yesterday, my youngest brother passed away. And, man, I'm just so filled with joy, man, because I was able to be blessed to have two siblings in my life that God gave me time to know, to experience life with, and love on. So to all of our listeners and our panelists, love your family, love your relatives, love your friends. Everybody has a different walk of life, or so we think we do. So it's not for us to disagree with their walk, because that's their walk. It's not for them to disagree with yours, because it's yours. We must love on one another. We must forgive one another. We must work for one another, help one another, cherish one another, and do all the beautiful things that God have us here to do with and for one another. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing me to share that.
Oh, you're welcome, brother. I just want you to know that we've been keeping you in prayer. Good morning, Lane Cosley. How are you? Happy morning to you, Lane Cosley. God bless you and your family. And then I said you guys can send up your prayer requests. Shamonica Bell, cousin Shamonica out there in Texas, she sends up prayers for Janisha Bell Walker, Marquise Taylor, Michelle Connor, Monica Johnson, Reggie Williams, Deontay Davis, Kiambra Holloway, Hakuna Matata, Lynette Beeman Ray, and Ray Linda Jones Bell. And Linda Jones Bell is my first cousin. All these are my family members, so we're praying. We're praying. I love y'all so much. And Sheila Timberlake, welcome to the show, Sheila Timberlake. How are you? Shouting out all my Susan Miller Dorsey High School, all my Dorsey Dons out there. Shouting out all my friends over at Crenshaw High School, our Across the Way rivalry. Crenshaw wore blue and gold, and we wore green and white. But we're shouting you out. Love y'all. God bless y'all. It's such a pleasure to hear from you this morning, Elaine. God bless you. I'm glad you're on the show. All you guys, please tag 10 more people. Tag 10 people. And thank you for tagging 10 people. I appreciate that. Okay, here's our first topic. What would Dr. Martin Luther King say about what's going on with civil rights and the civil rights movement today? Today. Not yesterday, but today. Well, first of all, I want to say this. We should never have to renew our civil rights bill. But every so many years, we have to renew and vote to renew our civil rights bill. I don't know why, and we need to change that. We need to make some amendments to the Constitution that we don't have to do that anymore. And hopefully that'll get done. I thought it was done when President Barack Obama was in office, but it didn't get done. So now we need to get it done. Okay, yes, Sheila, who would you like for us to pray for? Just whoever you want to get prayed for, put their name up there, and before the show is over, we're going to pray for them. Matter of fact, we're going to get to that, and we're going to do, because we need some prayer right now. That's why I ask you guys to pray for our show and pray for all of our producers and co-producers of the show, because we're only human beings. We're human, and guess what? One day we're here, the next day they're gone. So nobody is promised anything. You're born and you're going to die. We don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. but we all have to see God again one day. Now, look, you might miss your hair appointment. You might miss your doctor's appointment. You might miss your car appointment. You might miss your manicure and pedicure appointment. Let me tell you one appointment you're not going to miss. You're not going to miss your appointment with God. So get ready, get ready, get ready, because, all right, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Love with Crenshaw, too. We love Crenshaw, and we love Dorsey, too. Matter of fact, for those who don't know, it was an honor and pleasure to work with, at that time, Bernard Parks to make sure that Crenshaw kept their accreditation. I worked on that project, and I also worked on a project where we put lights on the football field, which cost over $100,000, Crenshaw High School. And we put a street light there where a young man was hit and killed on Crenshaw Boulevard coming from school. Okay, so we love Crenshaw too, just like we love Dorsey. Now, I'm on the alumni for Dorsey High School, so I got to shout out my Dorsey guys. Okay, and we're looking forward to a really good year for football and basketball and sports at Dorsey. Okay, I'm going to leave that right there. I see the Crenshaw ears are going up right there. But that is the best football game of the year, Crenshaw versus Dorsey, Dorsey versus Crenshaw. Everybody comes out and has a good time, no fighting, no shooting, no killing. It's just a good cross-town rivalry football game, and we need that. We need to do things to keep our kids busy, keep them out of trouble, especially these six-year-olds, okay? It's not funny, but I just couldn't believe what these six-year-olds are doing, boy. It's just, they're doing more than adults. Shut off their social media. Turn off those cell phones sometimes. Take those cell phones from those kids, because when you get a cell phone in your hand, you can skim the internet for anything. You can learn how to build a bomb. You can learn how to kill somebody, as he did. I'm sure he was on playing a game every day. And if they're playing that game called Grand Theft Auto, if you've ever played the game Grand Theft Auto, you know they beat up women in there and take their cars and kick them and shoot them and everything else. So we have to really be careful of what our kids are putting inside their head. What are we putting inside our kids' brain? We need to watch that. Let's get back on point. What would Dr. Martin Luther King say if he was, you know, right now about the civil rights movement? I personally think he would be a little bit upset. Yes, we've made some achievements. Yes, we have. But I think overall he would be upset at how much we kill each other. Yes, I said that. Yes, I did. I didn't bite my tongue at all. I didn't bite my lip at all. If Dr. King was alive, he would be upset over the killing of one another. Black-on-black crime is completely, absolutely, positively out of control. Subsequently, out of control. I'm so tired of seeing our people die to gunshot wounds and stab wounds. And people run over people with cars because they get mad. It's just completely out of hand. Yes, yes, LA Gal, it is a beautiful campus. Crenshaw is a beautiful campus. Okay, Rob, Sheila Timberlake said, I couldn't believe that six-year-old did what he did. Oh, my God. Now, I know, this social media is desensitizing our kids. LA Gal, you got a good point there. Our kids are being desensitized with violence. Because they show it, they almost show the dead bodies right there on TV. They show you the people laying there dead now. They used to cover them up and hide them. Now they just, you can see the dead body laying there on television. And this is what our kids look at every day, especially, I don't know about a lot of these latchkey kids go home with a little key around their neck and they could do whatever they want to do. They might be in the house with the 12-year-old, but the six-year-old's in there doing what he want to do while the 12-year-old is doing what he want to do, and they're both hypnotized by these social media outlets, these applications, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I could go on and on and on with the applications to keep people. I know people right now, they can't put their phone down. They can't put their phone down. I'm almost one of them. I have to practice every day. I got to like, okay, time out on the phone. We have to give ourselves time out on these phones. You can't even remember your own cell phone number. You got to go to your phone and get it out. You can't remember somebody's phone number. This is how controlled these smartphones have us They're smart. They'll hypnotize you. They'll have you in a trance. And let me tell you something. You might not realize this, but it can be demonic, especially when you go to when you go on some of these applications. They are very demonic. Okay, you don't see the devil in it, but the devil is in it. Okay, trust me. I've seen marriages get destroyed over cell phones. I've seen friendships get destroyed over cell phones. I've seen people die over cell phones. I've seen people get beat up over cell phones, okay? Because the other person wanted to see what the other person was doing in their phone, and they tried to grab it, and it turned into a fight. Let me get off that, okay, because I'm going in deep on that one. That's not what we want to do right now, but we're praying for everybody. Let's get back on point. Yes, people are married. That's a good one, LA gal. People are married to their cell phones. They might as well put a ring on it because they're married. That's a good point. Thank you. I was going to say it, but you beat me to it. People are married to their cell phones. And unfortunately, you can make your own, you can get you a lover on the cell phone. And you can go into a social media virtual world and create a lover on your cell phone. Oh, my gosh. What is the world coming to? Technology is extremely, completely unbelievable. Hey, man, you know, you can turn yourself into another person. Oh, Barbara Hubbard said, oh, my God, my granddaughter is obsessed by that phone. I'm praying for my children and that cell phone, shaking my head. I know, because guess what? You can put a phone in a one-year-old baby's hand. Wait. Sheila Timberlake says, I'm so tired of hearing Black Lives Matter, but when will it matter to the black folks? Sheila, oh, my gosh. I don't know whether to stay on the phones or to go deeper on that one, because those are two sensitive, hot topics right now. I mean, I had a little something we were going to go by this morning, but we're still going to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. But let's keep on this thing about these cell phones. This is real talk. You're right. You give a one-year-old or a two-year-old a cell phone, don't show them nothing. Just put it there. They are born with this common instinct to connect to those cell phones. And I'm saying it's demonic, because guess what? If you have a cell phone and you have it in your hand looking at it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you are a cyborg, because that cell phone is an extension of your body. You are a robot. You are a cyborg. Yes, you are. You are a cyborg. You cannot put your phone down. And I love that song by Erykah Badu. It's called I Can Make You Put Your Phone Down. I love that song by her. Matter of fact, I should play it for the whole world. Everybody should learn how to put their phone down sometimes. Well, anyway, can you put your phone down? I don't know. Can you put your phone down? Now, if you want to, a lot of people get annoyed because they're trying to talk to their significant other or talk to their kids, and they're so off into the phone, they don't even hear you. You could go, Barbara Hubbard says you have to be a responsible user of the mobile device. I agree with you. You have to be a responsible user of the mobile device. Sheila Timberlake said, remember how back in the day, they let the TV be the child's babysitter. Well, now the cell phone has become the babysitter. I so agree with you. I so agree. LA Gal said, it's scary. Let's get back our children. The technology is listening to our private one. I know it's breaking up families. It's like, okay, you know, everybody just jumps on their phone. They don't even want to talk to each other anymore. You come in the house, everybody go their separate ways with their phone. You come to get your food and go your own way. What's up? Letitia Booker, how are you this morning? Thank you for joining us, Letitia. We agree and are so happy that we're happy that you agree to be a part of what we're doing today. Let's go back to Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. Clarence M. Allen, what's going on at the Martin Luther King Parade right now?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me. Can I just have a moment, Pastor Eddie? I want to read some of the murdered victims by gun violence that's on this wall. We have Mark Tyree Jr., Jared Thomas, Matthew Sims, Jennifer Nia, Serena Masana. We have Tupac Shakur, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rocky Miller, Charles Montgomery, Lawrence Martin, Unique Russell, McKeon Taylor, Marquise LeBlanc, Kevin Wooten, Lionel Whiteside. He is the son of Vicki Lindsay. She was the chairperson of Project Cry No More. She just passed away just over a year or so ago. And it goes on and on. Venison Edwards, Vaughn Edwards, Deron Smith, William Bowers, Olatagawa P. Philemon Jr., Mark Sly, Elijah Smith, Vance Zoe, William Hulahold, Great House Fafita. Man, it's so many people on here, man. We have to honor. And this is what Martin Luther King marched for, to stop this violence out here, to increase the peace out here, to have equal opportunities, civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, man, to end racism, discrimination, oppression. This great man, you know, this is the day we celebrate him every year. And I'll tell you, all up and down, far as I can see on King Boulevard, I seen the House of Refuge. They got the Soul Train, the original Soul Train group back down there. We have, what this thing say, Heather Hutt. They're celebrating the dream. We got Union Strong. We have unions out here. We're next to Channel 4 News. They have two of their cars here. The the AHF. I think that's the Amity House Foundation or something like that. But we got fire captains walking by me right now, Los Angeles City Fire walking by me. I just talked to a guy when we got off the phone from London, man. Guy named Darren from London, he was here taking a picture of the truck. So it's people from all over the world here, Pastor Eddie, man, just to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want to commend you, Pastor Eddie, because you're the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. You are connected to this in every way. So once again, it's a lot of noise. I apologize for that. You got these 4x4s, the school bus passing by, become L.A. City Fire. L.A., all right, L.A.F.D. on bicycles. They got a fire hose in their hand. L.A. City! Yeah, so it's out here, Pastor Eddie. We're getting ready to fire this parade up. I believe it starts at 11, so I'm going to be out here on feet for a little while longer. We have a truck, like I said, with four banners, two on each side, with about 100 murdered victims that we cherish in memory and honor their lives. But it's thousands more that we just cannot put up. So God bless you guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. Thank you, Pastor Ed.
All right, let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen. Let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen. Yeah, thanks, Brother Clarence, man.
The regulator.
Yes, he is live at the Martin Luther King Parade in Los Angeles, California. Now, I just want to tell you real quick, okay, first of all, I want to shout out Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you all the way from Louisiana, all the way from Louisiana. And Letitia Booker, thank you again for joining us. Now, L.A. Gal said, it's scary. Let's get back our children. The technology is taking away our kids, and I have to agree with her on that. Let's see. Robin, Sheila Timberlake said, no, I can't put my phone down. And I have tried to put it on timeout and only last 20 minutes. I'm also checking emails, classes, and so on. I understand it can get so big. Letitia Booker sends a big 100 in. And then Vera says, thank you, Clarence and Mellon, and good morning to First Lady Felita Wilts and to her husband, Pastor Charles. God bless you, Pastor Charles. I'm glad you're here with us, Felita Wilts. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody. Our topic right now is what would Dr. Martin Luther King say about what's going on with the civil rights movement today? I think, and I said this before, I think he would be upset at the fact that we're shooting and killing each other. I mean, he worked so hard to stop us from shooting. He was a man of peace, a man of tranquility. When I say that, I mean, you know, he was a tranquil kind of person. He wanted to do things in a calm, sensitive, positive way. I mean, even though when he spoke with thunder, he spoke with power and authority, but he made it in layman terms, and like he was like a gentle giant, okay? He didn't have to say a whole lot for you to understand what his mission was. His mission was peace, love, joy, happiness, and understanding for all people, for all people. And that was kind of hard to do back in that time. That was really hard to do. Gloria Majors, good morning. I'm doing fine, Gloria Majors. Thank you for asking. Everybody on Facebook Live, please send this to 10 more people. And I'm going to go to, right now, I'm going to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, tell me. Wait. Letitia Booker said, I believe he would feel like his dream has turned into a nightmare. Shaking my head. Letitia, you hit the nail on the head. If Dr. Martin Luther King was alive right now, he would say, what have you guys done? I did all this marching and got hit with rocks and water holes put on my people and dogs biting us and everything for y'all to be killing and shooting each other up and acting like I don't even want to go there on Instagram. It's terrible. Social media, people fighting on social media, people calling people out on social media, people hiding behind social media, talking about people so bad. Letitia Booker said, I was wondering, how do you go about getting names put on that wall? Oh, okay. I'm going to ask Clarence M. Allen, but I'm sure we'll find out. Matter of fact, let me ask him right now. So, Brother Clarence, come back. Letitia Booker wants to know, how do you get people's names on the wall who have passed away, who died to gun violence? Also, the school shootings as well, she said. So can you answer that for us, Clarence? Brother Clarence, hello, are you there? Okay, I know he said he's at the parade, so he might be away from, you know, trying to get in a place where he can talk. Okay, we'll come back to Brother Clarence in a minute. If somebody could text Brother Clarence right now and just tell him that we need to ask a question. Letitia, we will answer that question before the show is over. We'll tell you how you can get your loved one or whoever's name it is that has been shot and killed by gun violence up on the wall with all the rest of the wonderful, powerful names. Vera Jones, are you there? Sister Vera.
Yes, I am, Eddie.
Okay, don't go anywhere, Vera. I'm going to ask you a question. Sheila Timberlake said, Dr. King was asking others to stop killing his black people, and he would be in dismay to see how we're treating ourselves. And then she put her face with tears coming down. What do you call those? Emoji with tears coming down. This is from Sheila Timberlake on Facebook Live. She said, Dr. King was asking others to stop killing his black people. So he was asking the white folks that was killing us to stop. And here we are turning around and start just killing each other like crazy. I mean, over stuff that's not even called for. And she put that really touched. Wanda Long said, Martin Luther King would say, after all I went through, you all should be further along with unity, building, investing, education, and voting. Pick up a Bible and put down the guns and stop the black-on-black crime. I want to send a shout-out to my wife, Wanda. We just sent that, you know, we work civil rights together, amen? And a family that works it together and prays together stays together, amen? And so we got to be on, amen. Letitia Booker said, amen. Praise God. The fight goes on. It is a continued everyday fight for our civil rights. We need to, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, thank you for the hearts, you guys. I love those hearts. Let's go. Okay, Vera, what would Dr. Martin Luther King say if he was alive today and he saw the civil rights movement the way it's going now? What would he say? Hey, son, Ishmael Jones, how are you, son? Love you, son. Good to see you. Go ahead, Vera, take the floor.
First of all, I feel that he would say never give up the fight. And to never, ever forget what his dream was all about. If we fall, let's get back up. And we have to stand together because he was a man of faith, of love, of the civil rights movement, of values, and he was nonviolent. So we do have a lot of violence going on all over the nation. So what we need now is more love. And we can't give up. Even though we've come a long way, we still have a long, much, 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 much longer way to go. So let's, you know, let's stand up and let's stay together. You know, let's stay together with love. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thanks, sister. Thanks, Vera. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now, I want to go and see if we can get Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, are you there? Brother Clarence, are you there?
Okay. Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. I want to do a surprise. I want this guy who's standing next to you to say hi to the Eddie Justin Jones radio show. Take over the phone for me, will you?
Eddie Jones, this is Councilman Kern Price, City of Los Angeles, and on behalf of the 250,000 residents in District 9, we just want to say Happy King Day to you and your listeners. We know that you're doing a great job, and we just appreciate you being a voice for our community. Continued success.
Well, I got to tell you, Brother Kern Price, man, Councilman Kern Price, you were wonderful. Well, someone had passed away, and we came over there to get a proclamation, and you made sure that we had the proclamation on time for that family. And I want to thank you so much. Very, very much.
All right. Appreciate
you,
man.
Me,
hold on.
Appreciate you. God bless you.
One more surprise, Pastor Eddie, please.
Well, that was Councilman Kern Price. We want to thank him.
Amen, Pastor Jones. I met you out there on Slauson and La Brea. I'm still going out there, passing every day, praying. And yeah, this is Carmen. This is the Carmen. We was out there praying that day. Early that morning, the next morning after that tragedy. Yeah.
Yes.
And I've just seen your sister in the gym. I see your sister in the gym. She's back in the gym. Yeah.
Carmen, good morning.
God bless you.
Amen.
I can't hardly hear too much
it's
of
so
the background,
good.
But God bless you. You still have my number, Carmen. Call
thank
me.
You,
tell your sister
God bless you
your
too.
Friend, and then we'll hook up.
Carmen, you're doing a phenomenal show this morning. Thank you for allowing me to have those two guests on, Pastor Eddie.
Amen. Oh, yeah, Brother Clarence, real quick. Hold that thought. Don't go nowhere, Brother Clarence. I want to shout out Brother Kevin D. House from Dorsey High School. I want to shout out Tina Noble from Dorsey High School. Thank you to you as well. I want to shout out Barbara Hubbard says on Facebook Live, in the words of Stevie Wonder, it's taken up so long because we have so far to come, and we cannot give up now. We come too far from where we have come to give up now. So I want to thank you for that, Barbara. And then Ellie Gal said, parents need to take control of their children and teach the value of life as black personalities in America and as an American. I agree with you, Ellie Gal. You're right. Thank you, Tina Noble with Crenshaw High. That's right, Crenshaw High. I was just shouting out Crenshaw High earlier. Yes, Crenshaw, Dorsey, Crenshaw, we love you all. Yeah. Yes. It's been taking so long. Okay, Clarence, I got a question for you, Clarence. There's a young lady on here who wants to know, how can she get her loved ones or whoever passed away in her family? Can you hear me, Brother Clarence? Brother Clarence, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. Man, this place
okay.
is filling up, man. I have no idea what kind of automobiles these are, but a couple of them have license plates from Minnesota. I think they're called slingshots. They're the three-wheelers with the one wheel in the back. And these ladies, man, they all just drove up. They got helmets on. They all got fantastic colors, a lime green, a white, an orange, turquoise. And then they got one for the Los Angeles Rams. And it's just so amazing. We had City Councilman Kern Price, the young lady that came on after him. She was a lady out there, Pastor Eddie. You were the first person to be on site at that horrific crash over there on La Brea and Slauson. And she was the one of the ladies that came up to pray for us. And she said she saw Vera in the gym. We're starting to get a little rain out here. So,
yes.
You know, I bought my bar of soap. I'm going to make it bubbly out here.
Brother Clarence, I got a question for you.
Yes.
One of the listeners on Facebook Live wants to know, how can she get her loved ones or her friends' names that have been shot and killed up on the wall? How can she get those names on the wall?
Be sure to come to 7900 Southwestern on Wednesday night. I don't know if we're going to meet this Wednesday, but I'll let Pastor Eddie know and bring the picture of your loved one. And when we do a new banner, we'll add the loved one name to the Southern California Ceasefire Meeting. It's a big AME church right there on 79th and Western. We meet every Wednesday at 6:30. So if I wouldn't come maybe this Wednesday because of the parade. I'm not sure. Let me find out. Hold on. Taco!
Okay. While you're doing that, we'll hold on.
I'll find out and I'll get back later.
Okay, get right back. I want to shout out my sister, Taisha Green. Hey, sis, good morning to you. Love you. Thank you. L.A. Gal, it's raining in L.A. Also, I want to shout out Tina Noble, who says, hey, beautiful, how are you? She's talking to L.A. Gal. Pray for you and those beautiful daughters. We got a lot. Okay, Letitia Long, I want to shout you out. Letitia Long, my sister. So good to see you on, Letitia. Now, Letitia, call in. The number is 646-787-8064. Matter of fact, we're going to have it text to you right now. Call in and press 1 so we can talk a little bit about Pluralistic Health and how it can help people. Okay, so call in on this wonderful, beautiful Martin Luther King Day. We will stand by for your call. Okay? Pluralistic Health. All right. Okay, so here's the question. Okay. Oh, love everybody. Everybody saying that they love each other. That's right. Send that love. Okay, look. What would Dr. Martin Luther King say if he was alive today about the civil rights movement? I want to go to none other than our professor, Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. What would Dr. Martin Luther King say if he was alive here today? Hey, Kiambra, how are you? Hey, Ms. Holloway, God bless you. So glad you're with us. Thank you. Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. And everyone has already mentioned everything that Martin Luther King would be thinking at this point. You know, there would be the positives, there would be the negatives. So we'll go to the negatives. As we've all mentioned, he died for us to be able to have civil rights, the rights to vote, the rights to go where we need to go, the right to just to live and to have proper education, to also invest, and to do what was necessary to have the same quality of life as the whites that were in control during and now currently during our time in this country. So to be able to have liberty and opportunities was what he fought for vehemently as a pastor. Now, coming here, looking at this, he would be saddened. He'd be horrified at the things that he's seeing. On the other hand, he would be so proud of what has been achieved because, once again, in his time, there weren't as many CEOs, elected officials, or folks that are getting into every field of human endeavor which he fought for, including our intellectuals, and also fighting against the institutions that would try to fool us to think that we are people which has no history. So he would be enthralled by that. He would be excited with the fact that now we are all Martin Luther King because we're all fighting the same battle. So instead of him being the focal person, a person that could be assassinated with the hope that the movement would go away, we are now him in person going to every field of human endeavor and doing exactly as he did through love, through patience, and through kindness to move the ball along, because it was only he and Malcolm X at the time that was doing this and a whole slew of folks. That's why it was important that with Black Lives Matters, they didn't have a central figure or a personality, because when that personality left and when he did, everything, there was a power vacuum that we haven't recovered from until we got together and said that we, as Obama mentioned, are the change that we're looking for. And with that, that spiked up having a Raphael Warnock to take over where he left off, to have you as a person, yeah. Pastor Jones, as that takes over, to have Ketanji Brown Jackson, to have Obama, to have Kamala, to have Mayor Rex Richardson, to have Fani Willis, to have Karen Bass. The last time that we had a black mayor was 30, 40 years ago, you know? So for us to continue to spread out as we're doing, that would be thrilling to him. But then he would also challenge us to take a look at what we're doing, how we've lost our families, in one sense, with the six-year-olds, how we're going to get them back from the cell phones that we've come accustomed to, and then what we're going to do to address the legacy of our of us in relation to the legacy of those who are the descendants of Confederate America, because we're still in the fight. It's not that after everything was gone, when he died, that the issues stop. The institutions are there. The people and their descendants are still here fighting us tooth and nail, because I keep saying we're in a cold civil war. But the fact, as you know, Dr. Grandy B said, not to give up, not to give in, and to always have hope to continue the fight. And that's why I keep saying, as John Lewis said, stay on the line. Let's get into good trouble and keep hope alive, as well as fighting as if it's our life depends on it, because it will. As these votes have shown, we stopped a red tsunami. And if that red tsunami had happened, they would reverse everything that Martin Luther King had fought for. So in that conclusion, we are all now Martin Luther King fighting as hard as we can. Yeah, we got these problems going on, but there's nothing that we can't do when we finally sit down and, as people have mentioned, that we realize that Black Lives Matter, that we realize that everyone has a right. And as you mentioned, Peter, your rights, our rights, everybody has rights. And when we respect those and we move forward, then we can move in the direction that King, Jesus, and God has bestowed upon us to move, because they're all working in tangent to make sure that we get to the promised dream that Martin Luther King had for all of us. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, all right, all right. Wow, you just heard it from Professor Reeves, our real professor on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to shout out my cousin Charles Jones and Lori Jones down in Arizona. Much love to your family. Thank you for sending the shout-out back. I want to shout out Letitia Booker, working together. She said, now this is what I asked about, what would Martin Luther King think if he was alive today? And Letitia Booker said, working together to fulfill his dream as a collective. As a whole, not shooting each other, not killing each other, not stabbing each other, not going on social media talking about each other like a dog. But without further ado, we have a guest coming on our show for just a few minutes. I want to welcome my sister, Letitia Long. Good morning, Letitia Long, all the way from Arizona. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am fine. Thank you.
Well, and then I want you to say good morning to your sister, my wife. Say hello.
Hi, Wanda.
All right, so here we are together. And so what we would like to ask you, Letitia, is, first of all, tell us about Pluralistic Health and Beauty. That is your business in the Chandler Mall. You are an African-American black owner of a very prosperous business that's doing extremely, very well. And so tell us a little bit about Pluralistic Health, and not getting off the subject, because on Martin Luther King Day, one of the things that Dr. King wanted us to do was have our own business, live where we want to live, and do the things we want to do. And so this is part of one of the things that Dr. King fought for, was to have a right to own our own business and be entrepreneurs like anybody else in the world. And you're doing it right now, and we are so proud of you. And tell us about Pluralistic Health and Beauty, and what all you guys do and what it does.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction. Yes, Pluralistic Health and Beauty, we are actually the only black retailer in a all-white prestigious mall here in Chandler, Arizona. a beautiful mall. We're nestled in between See's Candy and Macy's Department Store. And we sell, we're all natural, organic boutique. So we basically make products that can rival Lush. We're basically a black Lush in essence. If you think of Lush, they have natural soaps. We have natural soaps. We have natural shower gels, shampoo, conditioners. We carry over 100 different shampoo bars. We carry skincare, hair care, body butters, miracle oils. We're in the process of launching a few of our products on Amazon. And, yeah, the business is doing extremely well. We do have a lot of support from the community. And so it's been nothing less of a blessing. And I encourage people to come and support, especially people who live here in the Valley, you know, who live here in Phoenix, Arizona, or they can go online and check us out too. In regards to Martin Luther King, can I respond to that, or is my time?
Please respond to that. Go right ahead, Letitia. Go right ahead.
In regards to Martin Luther King, I am, like, very inspired by, you know, the whole civil rights movement and the movements that came before the civil rights movement regarding giving us a form of equality where people like myself can go and actually open a store in areas that some may think I shouldn't open it or I don't belong. I had a situation where people have come into my store and asked me, what are my credentials? They're shocked that I'm here. They're like, how did you do this store? I mean, they're amazed. And it's kind of an insult. And I'm not sure if they even realize that. But, yes, because of Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement, our ancestors fighting for us to have a form of equality, I know that I'm honored to be part of what I would consider that legacy spinoff of what they would, you know, be proud of. But in terms of collectively, I think that we are far from that dream being a what he envisioned and what a lot of us have envisioned. And so that part saddens me that there's not a lot of unity within our communities, and only we can fix our own problems. So a lot of times we are looking for other people to fix our problems, but the problems that we have, we can correct, but it's going to take a paradigm shift. It's going to have to be a shift in how we think and how we see things. Another thing, we've fallen so far off the Richter scale with just our spirituality and leaning into the word, the Bible. And so I think that if we each collectively make a conscious decision to do our part and to support black businesses, it's absolutely fundamental to support a black business in your city, in your town, because we are the pillars who are trying to make a difference economically and socially. So that's my opinion, and thank you.
You're so welcome. Don't go anywhere. I want to share something with you. I want everybody out there to know that Pureistic Health and Beauty, which is found in the Chandler Mall in Chandler, Arizona, has a line for men, and I am a classic man, and I have some classic man products that I bought from my sister's place. And it is amazing. I have a Classic Man body butter. I put it on my feet. And I have a Classic Man lotion. I have a Classic Man beard and oil. I put it on my hair. It's a whole line for men. It's called Classic Man. And someday I'm going to be doing a commercial. It's going to be called The Classic Man at Pureistic Health. I am the Classic Man. I'm proud to say that. Letitia, what do you want to say about your classic man?
Absolutely. You are the classic man. You are the targeted market that I was thinking of when I created Classic Man. I wanted a line that would represent men that look like you and other men that we have a lot of underrepresentation for. Classic Man is actually one of my top sellers. It is a phenomenal product, the body butter, the oil. We have the body spray. We have the entire face wash, cleanser, astringent, and moisturizer. So we actually have a full line of Classic Man with over 10 products geared directly towards men. And, yes, you are the Classic Man.
Wow, thank you so much, Leticia. Thank you very much. Leticia, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere because I want to ask everybody on Facebook and everybody on the show, if you have a question for Leticia Long, like if you want to know something about health and beauty, she's a health and beauty professional. I mean, she's worked for the biggest of the biggest when it comes to health and beauty. So if you have a health and beauty question or you want to ask her right now or you want to compliment her on her business, I'm going to start off with our co-producer, Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Did you have a question or a statement for Leticia Long?
Leticia, I've heard so much about your products, and I am looking forward to going to your website or even visiting someday because natural products are my passion. So I used to make soaps, candles, bath salts, scrubs, butters. So you have just given me some energy to get started again. So I just can't wait to try your products because natural is best. And what we put on our skin, it should be something that that we could possibly eat. It's natural. So thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing your products. And I am so happy that you are doing well out there in the mall.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, we are. We're doing really well. We've been featured on the local TV station a couple of times, and we make over 100 products. We're in the process of opening a manufacturing facility, and we will be opening up two other locations this year, God willing. That is the projection for the store. So thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you when you come to visit. The store is definitely an experience, and that's the best way I can explain it.
Amen.
Okay,
I'm looking forward to.
Everybody out there, Leticia Booker asked Leticia Long if you could put your website, we're going to put your website in the chat right now. I think it's in there. Wait, let's see. No, it's not in there. Leticia, can you, at your convenience, Can you do it one more time? Put your information. I see it on there, but if you want to go to www.pluralistichealth.com. That's www.pluralistichealth.com, and that'll take you to the website, and you can go on there. But I'm just going to show you a couple of her products, and I use them, and I'm a classic man. So this is the Pluralistic Health Beard Oil that you put on your beard and your mustache, and I just recently cut all my stuff off, but I still put this on my face every morning, and as you can see, I'm feeling good and looking good. Okay, so this is the beard oil right here. Now this right here is the Pluralistic Health Miracle Oil, and it is working miracles, and I'm telling you, see, I'm halfway down. I'm gonna have to get some more. Now this is the Pluralistic Health Men's Body Butter. Okay, so you can put this on your feet. If you have some skin, you can put it on your hands. If you're out there working like most men do, this is such a, and it smells good too. And as you can see, it's halfway gone. But, okay. And then there's the Pluralistic Health Body Lotion. And I'm going to have to get some more of that, but I'm just showing you what it looks like. Now, this is all for men, okay? And then, that's just some of the products. But the reason why I'm showing you, I didn't want to show it to you because it's almost gone. But as you can see on the front, it says Pluralistic Health. But as you can see, it's almost gone because I use it every single day. I put it on my feet, my hands, on my elbows, and it works, okay? And it's for men, okay? We have our own line, Classic Men. And now also, too, Leticia, aren't you coming out with something with a, is it called Classy Woman?
Yes, we actually came out with it. We have something called Classy. I have a customer in the store right now. She's holding the Classic Man. You want to share something about Classic Man real quick?
Well, hello, everyone. This Classy Man got my man smelling like a classic man, African man. He smells so good, I swear. I came back for the line. I come back here almost every day looking for it. Where is my classy man? He's waiting. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you for the shout out.
Hey, tell us your name.
Oh, they want to know your name.
Oh, Patricia.
Patricia, we want to thank you for coming on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Patricia, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, Patricia, if Dr. Martin Luther King was alive today, what would you think he would say about the civil rights movement today?
Oh, my God. Oh, you asking a question that is just, oh, yeah. It's kind of a little disappointing, but but we're also looking for the light of day where we can also move forward. So we're going to continue to push. We're going to continue to move forward, and we're going to continue to grow our family and our children.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Patricia, and God bless you. And thank you. And later on, Letitia can tell you how you can watch this and you can hear your interview because all our shows are archived. But we're also on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. God bless you and your family, and happy Martin Luther King Day to you and yours.
Same to you and to everyone out there.
Thank you. Letitia, are you there? Letitia?
Thank you.
Letitia, I know you have customers right now, so we want to thank you for coming on and sharing a little bit of time. What would you like to say in closing?
I would like to say that together we are better. Together we are stronger, and together we can make some major changes. So we have to change how we think. We have to love each other and be kind to each other, not be too hard on each other, but be the examples that we want to see, and support Black businesses, and be Peerlistic Health and Beauty.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Letitia. Hope you have a wonderful, beautiful day. I'm going to put you on hold so you can take care of those customers, and pretty soon we'll be out there to visit you, okay?
Awesome. Bye, everybody. God bless, and happy MLK Day. Support Black businesses.
Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, that's Peerlistic Health and Beauty. That is the CEO and president of Peerlistic Health and Beauty. You go to www.peerlistichealth.com. It's a beautiful store in the Chandler Mall in Arizona. You got to drive down. You can even go online and you can order yourself online. So we're just shouting out the business and shouting out family, and this is what we do to support each other. Now I want to get back to what would Dr. Martin Luther King say about what's going on with the civil rights movement today? Well, L.A. Gal said, the Willie Lynch theory lives on. We have to change us to change our children. Hey, man, Sister L.A. Gal, I'm so glad that you made that statement on Facebook Live. I'm going to read it again. L.A. Gal said, the Willie Lynch theory lives on. We have to change us to change our children. And it's kind of sad because we've come a long way, but we still have such a long, long way to go. Thank you, Letitia, for all the likes. And I just put, L.A. Gal, I just put, that's a great point. You made a great point, okay? And they wanted Letitia to put her website up. The website is up now, but we're going to put it up one more time. If you could type that into the one more time. We're going to put it up right now. Now, I don't want to stay on this too long, but I wanted to get some closing remarks. Brother Clarence and Mellon, are you still with us? Brother Clarence, are you still with us? Okay, Brother Clarence is on remote at the Martin Luther King Parade. He's been bringing the information to us live from the Martin Luther King Parade. And as I stated earlier, I'm normally in the Martin Luther King Parade, but we had to do the radio show, and the radio show still took us live to the Martin Luther King Parade. We had Councilman Kern Price come on. We had another civil rights activist come on, and we're so happy. And then we have Letitia Booker on, and it's about 10:24 a.m., and we're going to touch on this very, very important topic, and then we're going to get into our regular segment because we have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We have the commentary coming up with Professor Reams, and then we have the Regulate the Manual with the regulator, Clarence M. Allen. So we have some great stuff coming up, and then we have, without further ado, we're going to have Sister Aretha Adams-Jones come on with Mental Health and You. So all these segments on our show are very important. We need mental health in you because, as you can see, people, I've never seen so many people with mental health issues. Okay, we have a statement. Let me open the statement up. There we go. Sheila Timberlake said, we also have to change the mindset that money is not everything, but to obtain land is the ultimate change of ownership and legacy. You sure hit the nail, because, see, that's another thing that Dr. King fought for, because it was a time when the banks would not allow us to buy homes. They would just throw your loan in the trash. And we had to fight so hard to be able to buy homes and buy property and buy land. So I agree with you, Sheila. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that to the listeners one more time. Sheila Timberlake said, we also have to change the mindset that money is not everything, but to obtain land is the ultimate change of ownership and legacy. Because if you can leave some land behind, if you can leave some property behind, that's half the battle for your children and their children. And it teaches each one, reach one, each one, teach one, how to build a legacy. How do you build a legacy? With love, with an ink pen, and some paper. Well, these days you can use your phone and put it all in your phone. But you have to have a plan, or you plan to fail. You have to have a plan, or you plan to fail. Either we're going to stand for something, or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And we need to exercise our rights. Thank you so much, Letitia. Thank you for the likes and the hearts. We're so happy to have you on. That's my sister, Letitia, my sister, Vera. My son Ishmael is on today. My son Brandon is on today. I'm just feeling happy because, you know, this is a special day that we must remember never to forget, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and he fought for civil rights and human rights and constitutional rights. He went all the way to the White House. He fought tooth and nail for us to have rights. He helped to abolish slavery. Believe it or not, when Dr. Martin Luther King was fighting in the 60s, slavery was still going on in Alabama and Mississippi and Texas and other places. I mean, so he helped fight to knock slavery in the head and then fair treatment of African Americans to be able to live where they want to live, buy property where they want to buy property, own businesses, and everything else. So it's amazing what one person can do to make change. But it takes a village. And I say this, it takes a village to raise a child. I remember when we were growing up, and when I say we, for those people who went to high school and graduated around my time, who went to high school in the 70s, I went to high school in the late 70s and graduated, and I'm not ashamed to say, in 1977. But when we were coming up, if you did something down the street at Bob's house, you got a whooping from Bob's dad, and then you got sent home, and then you got a whooping from home. And the whole village would raise a child, but now you got all this crazy stuff going on. You don't know who. I mean, matter of fact, you can't even whoop your kids now. The government has a setup where you lose control of your own children. And I don't know about you, but in the Bible it says spare the rod, and that'll save that child. And if my grandson does something wrong, I give him a spank on that butt. And I don't care what the government says. At the end of the day, we're the ones who have to raise them and give them leadership, motivation, and integrity, and dignity, social skills, and etiquette, and self-love, and self-respect. Etiquette, everything about it all starts at home. So that's where it starts. It starts right in your home. And what we teach them there at home will take them into the world, and they will grasp that information and let it sink into the resonance of their heart and mind and make it applicable in their everyday life. Ain't that amazing? Because, see, what we teach them and how we reach them is what makes them all that they can be. Thank you for those hearts. Those hearts are beautiful. Thank you. And I'm not just talking, and I'm not just talking it. I'm walking it. I get calls from my grandchildren. I get calls from my children. Hey, what's up, Renee Allen? How are you? God bless you, Renee Allen. It's so good to see you on. It's such good to see all my people from high school and college and everything. Thank you all for the hearts so much. it just, you know, I'm still getting, I don't care how old your kids get, they're still going to be calling you for stuff. And the good part is when you, I tell my kids, all my children, I told them this when they were younger, I said, I'm giving you the toolbox of life. And so what does that mean? That means that whatever you want to fix, I'm giving you the toolbox of life. You can reach in the toolbox and get the right tool to fix that situation, whether it be something with the bills or something with your home or something with your job or something in a relationship. I'm giving you the toolbox of life. Thank you for those hearts. Those hearts just keep on coming. Thank y'all so much. And then I told them, not only am I giving you the toolbox of life, but I'm going to have a 365-day-a-year open door policy that you can call me. And then if you can't find the right tool to fix it, we'll go in the toolbox together, get that tool, and fix that situation so that life can go on. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. That's why they made us fathers. That's why they made mothers mothers. And let me tell you something. A home is good with a single mother, but a home is even better with a mother and a father. And if you can't, if you have a single parent home and you don't have a father in your home, there are mentors, and I'm a mentor. I mentor too. And that's what we need to do. So I'm talking to all my brothers right now. Y'all step up, man. You see a single mother struggling? Go in there and help her with these. Don't be afraid of these young men. They need someone to talk to them, someone to help them. If Dr. King was alive today, he would call out every man and ask him, what are you doing to make our children to have a better future? Our children are our future. We can't be having six-year-olds shooting teachers. We can't be having six-year-olds shooting their fifth-grade sister. We got to fight, 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 fight. And we got to fight every day, all day, to make sure that things are better in our family lives, okay? So we're going to jump off that topic. It's time to get into our regular segments in the show. We were going to talk about classified documents that were found in President Joe Biden's house. And the topic was, is that a setup by the Republicans? Because the Republicans have taken over the Speaker of the House position. They've taken over most seats in the Senate, and they're acting out right now. And their first mission, hey, what's up, Cousin Yvonne? Oh, wow. Assistant taken. Oh, okay. So Cousin Yvonne, all the way from Texas, she said, let's talk about how the system take them from biological mothers and drop the ball and turn them into loony, unidentified persons, nowhere to fit in, only to dismiss them at 18 to go look for the family they would not let raise, broken family bonds. That is an excellent point. If so many kids in the foster care system right now, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable, okay? It's so many kids. Wow, okay. Okay, so there's the information for Pluralistic Health sent in by Wanda. Thank you so much. That is a good one, Yvonne. You hit the nail on the head. We have so many foster care kids, and what happens is when the foster care kid gets 18 years old, they are emancipated into the world. They're no longer being taken care of by the foster care system. After the foster care system beats them down and mistreats them and uses them, and then they kick them out at 18, and they're in the world all by themselves again, trying to find out who their real mom is, trying to find out who their real dad is. And my heart goes out to the foster care system. I mean, I thank God for it, but also it could be brutal to a lot of our kids who have grown up in that system, because it just messes them up mentally, it messes them up psychologically, and it just takes a toll on them. So my heart goes out. L.A. Gal said, my opinion is the chain of custody is broken if the document were not missed. You are so very – we can't even get off the subject because this is hotter than the 4th of July. This is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. It is deep, and we do need to pay attention. L.A. Gal said, my opinion is the chain of custody is broken if the documents were not missed. Now, look. We got so many kids who need leadership and love and help right now. I mean, it's more than a handful, and it's more than a notion. We have so much work to do. And the only way we're going to get it done is as a whole family, as a whole family. That's what I want to say in closing. Let me just close this out about Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King was a wonderful, phenomenal, great man. He did a lot of great things. He did a lot of great things. I need my charger. He did a lot of great things. And he planted so many good seeds. And so it's up to us. It is completely up to us to continue that fight, to continue that goal. And I tell you what, we just can't stop, okay? We can't stop. We got to keep it going. So with that being said, we're going to keep it going. Let's see. Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you still with us? Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you still with us? Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. I apologize
okay,
for the noise. But the parade
don't worry about
has
the noise,
started. We're moving on King Boulevard. I just passed the L.A. City Fire Department. On the other side is the L.A. County Fire Department. We have to thank them because they are our first responders who save our lives. They save our property. And when we see them, it's okay to wave, say hi. You know, encourage those guys and keep them motivated. And I spoke to all of them. So it's a shout-out to Los Angeles City, Los Angeles County, and firefighters all across America. I'm passing some color guard, United States. Look like could be the Navy color guard, but we're moving. Yes, sir, Pat Chetty.
Amen, man.
The King
Amen,
Day
Brother
Parade
Clarence.
Is underway, the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Amen. Thank you so much for being there live and in living color. We appreciate you more than you can ever imagine. And we're so grateful that you're able to participate in something that's way, 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 way bigger than us. I want to share a really quick statement from Sheila Timberlake on Facebook Live. And Sheila says, and it's quite a little something here. And then we're going to go into our regular segment with Vera Jones doing health and wellness. I never understood why they would think 18-year-olds were adults. 20-year-old to 21-year-old is still not an adult. They still don't know what they want to do in life or how to function in life. At 25 is when I came to the understanding my adult homework, 18 to 21, still needs to have someone to lead them. Never understood why they think that 18-year-olds were adults, 20-year-olds were 21, all still don't know what they want to do. So, in other words, what she's saying is, maybe they're emancipating these kids out into the world at 18 years old. It's too soon. Maybe it's too soon. Maybe she's saying they need to be more like 21 or maybe even 22 or 23. But we're going to do that. We're going to come back and talk about that on another show. But I want to go to our regular segment. Mentally, they are babies. Yes, they are. Mentally, they are babies. But guess what? At 18 years old, you can go to war. Okay? At 18 years old, you could buy a pack of cigarettes at 18 years old. Only thing you can't do at 18 years old is buy alcohol. You got to be 21. And they probably going to change the age on that because alcoholic people want to sell alcohol and drugs. No, mentally they're not ready, Yvonne. I agree with you, cousin. And we're going to go back to that, but let's switch reels a little bit. Without further ado, Vera Jones, please take the floor. Without further ado, and give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. I am happy to speak on this particular segment on health and wellness. On the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I am Dr. Granny V, so that is my disclaimer. So today we're going to speak about celery. Now, this great vegetable, we should all keep in our refrigerator weekly. And it has a taste like no other. This vegetable has so many medicinal benefits. So let's get started. Now, let's begin with washing and storing. We can use just some warm H2O, and I use some apple cider vinegar. So I chop it up, put it in a bowl, and just soak it for a minute or two. And you can store it in a glass bowl, or you can put it in a Ziploc bag. Now, this vegetable is loaded. Now, I say loaded with minerals and vitamins. So it has A, B, C, K, fiber. It's a great antioxidant and even a superfood. It has superfood properties, rather. And it also has potassium and magnesium because we can never get enough magnesium in our body. So let's clean and heal from the inside out. Now we can use the stalk and the leaves. We can also plant it. Yes, we sure can. Now this vegetable is a natural diuretic. It's great to eat, juice, or blend. And if you're going to have some, like juicing it, have it first thing in the morning or at night before you go to bed. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. Now, if you don't own a juicer, you can blend it. And you could just chop it up and then put it in your bullet or put it in your blender. And it's great to have at least 2 to 3 stalks per day when you can. Now, the benefits are many. Now, let me get started with that. Okay, so it flushes toxins out of our body. And this is for men, women, and children. So it aids in digestion, detoxification, and it's great for our bowel movements. Now, for those that are diabetic, guess what? This is a great snack for you as well because it is low in sugar. Now, the health benefits are many. Now, this particular vegetable, it helps heal depression, anxiety, insomnia, and brain fog. Now, if you have acid reflux, this is a great, great snack for you as well. Now, this particular veggie, it aids in weight loss and bloating, gas, and water retention. And if you're one with high blood pressure, this is a super snack for you. And also those that may have ulcers, you can have this. This is great for you as well. Now, if you have an autoimmune disorder, yes, this is grand. Now, if you are one that has a lot of inflammation in your body, this is really recommended for you because it will help with the swelling of your legs, your feet, and ankles. Or if you have any chronic disease with circulation, it helps improve that as well. Now, if you have muscle spasm or arthritis, yes, snack on some celery. Now, ladies, pregnant women, now, this can help reduce morning sickness, and it's great for the reproductive system. And men, let me tell you, this is a natural aphrodisiac. Yes, yes, it is, and it will help raise your testosterone levels and also aid in slowing prostate cancer. Now, this is great for our kidneys. It lowers our blood pressure, and it improves the flow of our blood. It helps clear the blockages, and it also helps if you are one that has gout. So we really need to eat this on a more natural, regular basis. It also aids with the liver as far as clearing that fat buildup, because yes, if we're eating a lot of fatty foods, guess what? It's going to build up and there will be no flow. It lowers our cholesterol and it helps with heart disease. So it also helps our white and red blood cells. And that's why I mentioned with heart disease, if the blood is not flowing, guess what? It's clotting. Now, those of you that have acne, this is the greatest. And last but not least, we can have this particular vegetable. We can eat it raw or cooked. And we can keep some chopped up, ready to go. We should always have a snack because if you don't have snacks, guess what? You'll have a tendency to pull over in a drive-thru and just eat anything. But I enjoy mine sometimes in the evening or midday. Hummus, guess what? My favorite. And I like to have it with almond butter. I like to just chop it up and take some to go for whatever other veggies, but I like eating it with the red bell pepper. It tastes really good. Or you can have it with peanut butter. Now, you can use it in your soup, salad, stir fries, or even with your dip. And I didn't mention that this is also grand for your urinary tract because it helps release bacteria. So you can make a quick little juice by having some cranberry with lemon and the celery. So I hope you enjoyed this segment today of Health and Wellness with Dr. Granny V. Amen.
All right, all right. Let's give a big hand for Vera. Yeah, Dr. Granny V, a.k.a. Thank you very much for the health and wellness. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And we are live and in living color on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, or you could call in to the show at 646-787-8064. I almost forgot my number. 646-787-8064. Okay, Vera, real quick, Sheila Timberlake said on Facebook Live, she said, what are some other great ideas for people who cannot handle the citrus fruits that she can't handle? She can't have citrus fruits. But what can she eat in place of citrus fruits, Vera?
So, Eddie, are you saying that she's, well, the celery, it tastes almost like parsley, but are you saying that you cannot, is she saying that she cannot eat celery, or you're just asking about citrus fruits?
She cannot
fruit?
Have lemons
because
or limes or raspberries or blackberries,
because,
those kinds of things.
You know, it gives them acid reflux or they can't digest.
So what
the
kind of fruit would you suggest in place of the lemon, limes, raspberries, and blackberries?
She can snack on some other things. Like, I don't know if she likes seaweed, but I like to snack on that. Or also nuts. She can snack on nuts. And perhaps she can have apples, or you can have the dried dates if you are not able to eat the citrus.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vera. And Sheila, I hope that answers your question. She stated that you can have other fruits, like bananas are good. They have potassium. There's all kinds of apples. Apples are good for you. And and then there's
carrots.
And carrots and grapes. Grapes are good for you, too.
Amen.
Okay. Don't add the lemon to it then. Just eat the celery, but don't add the lemon. But anyway, you can juice celery, too. Celery juice is good for you. I do drink celery juice along with carrot juice and beets and everything else. And it makes you feel good. And I've actually lost quite a bit of weight just juicing and eating the right things and taking meat out of my diet. But without further ado, we're going to go right back to Brother Clarence. Clarence, are you still with us? Can you still hear us all the way out there at the Martin Luther King Parade? Are you still there, Brother Clarence?
Let me live. Cease fire. Cease fire. Save our baby.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Cease fire.
Cease fire.
Save our baby.
Save our baby.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Cease fire.
Cease fire.
Save our baby.
Save our baby.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Cease fire.
Cease fire.
Save our baby.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Brother Clarence, can you hear me?
Cease
Brother
fire.
Clarence, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pastor Daddy.
Let me live.
Brother Clarence, what would
I
you like
with
to say? Would you like
Save
to do? I know you can't do regulate
Let
the manual right
Let
now because you're at the parade.
Fire.
But what do you want to say to everybody
Save
right now before
Save
we get into the commentary?
Let me live. Let me live.
I want to say this, Pastor Daddy, if I can. Save our baby.
Save our baby.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Cease fire.
Cease fire.
We got to stop the gang violence out here. We have to stop the domestic violence out here. We have to stop the racial violence out here, Pastor Daddy. Dr. Martin Luther King was born, and we're celebrating his day to stop this violence out here, to love one another. He died for equality, our equal rights, our constitutional rights. Pat Jenny, you are the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Civil Rights Association. And this is why we are out here today, because you continue to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and all the rights and all the constitutions that is written for which it stands. I want to thank all our listeners, not just this Monday, but every Monday, for tuning in to this show, supporting us. We love you. So let's give God all the honor and the glory for the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show and the man who it stands on, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend and celebrate in the honor and life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King today.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. Thank you. We love you, Brother Clarence, and everybody out there at the Martin Luther King Parade, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and all the co-producers and producers. We send a big shout-out to Clarence. And at this time, the way Cousin Yvonne said all the way from Texas, we must love each other and look out for each other. And I know it's a short sentence, but it's a powerful statement. We must love each other and look out for each other. And we also must listen to one another. And that's one of the things we need to do. We can't let our words fall on deaf ears. We have to listen about leadership and about love and integrity and dignity and social skills and etiquette and self-respect and self-love. We have to share that with people. But without further ado, it's time for one of the most powerful segments of our show, and that's the commentary. And the commentary is where we review all the things that we talked about on our show. And cousin Yvonne said, let go of pride. Woo, that's deep. We definitely got to do that. But without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And on this Martin Luther King Day, we did exactly what Martin Luther King would want us to do. He wasn't satisfied with the status quo. He was always pushing and challenging us that we could always do better. And as has mentioned, even with John Lewis and also with many of the other civil rights leaders, we are now in the position to make that change. So it's tag, you're it, and this is the challenge that he's given to all of us. So by having the wonderful and glorious holiday, it allowed us to reflect on his legacy and what he wanted for us. Now, the biggest question is, do we want it for us if we're going to move forward? And because of one of the listeners saying that we have to change us to change our children, that's the challenge that we have in front of us. Because we talked about cell phones. We talked about social media. We also talked about how we no longer speak to each other. And in that process of listening, it almost seems that we are very siloed and that we're not following what the good Lord has asked us to do. We're not looking at our Bibles. We're not following his word. And Martin Luther King represents what both Jesus, who started, what Moses did prior to Jesus, and then what Martin Luther King was doing to bring us into the promised land. And that promised land was his dream, that I have a dream, that all men and women are created equal. And that dream has not died whatsoever in the sense. The fact that we have this holiday reminds us that the dream still has not been fulfilled, but that hope is alive, and we still, each and every day that we wake up, the good Lord has given us another chance to see if we can achieve that dream. So everyone, reflect on what you're doing. This is the day, of course, that the Lord has made, that you reflect on you doing you. If you're doing what your passion is and it's moving us forward, continue to do that. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be hard on yourself. There are only so many things that we can do individually. Now, the one thing that we need to do is seek coming together, and even that's going to be a challenge because, as you know, how we are when we get together. But once we do get past and we start listening, we start loving, we start forgiving, and we and let our pride go, as Sister Yvonne mentioned, then that's when we are unstoppable and a force to reckon with to move forward. We've seen that happen in our elections, so that was an example. We've seen that in our example with the Red Wave, so that's a good example. And so now this is the real New Year's resolution that Martin Luther King provides to us. What are we going to do now to achieve that dream? And that's what we always ask ourselves at this time. What are we going to do? Are we doing it better? Are we going to do it more? Are we going to keep pushing? And the bottom line Dr. Martin Luther King reminded us is never give in, never give up, because the fact that the journey is never ending, civil rights is never ending. We will always have problems. We will always have challenges. But when we have each other, it makes it easier to move forward. And that would be for today's word, our resolution. Trying, we keep hoping, we keep moving, we keep fighting to come together, we keep loving as much as we can with the time that we have, because it is what the Lord would like us to do, what Jesus and Martin Luther King would like us to do in order for us to have full salvation. And with that, have a wonderful, wonderful Martin Luther King birthday. Take time to reflect. Take time to hug your families. Take time to love and forgive those who trespass against you. And you'll have a wonderful day and a week. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, what a wonderful commentary. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Let's give him a big hand, big hand. My gosh, what a wonderful commentary. Oh, my gosh. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We're here every single Monday. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Thank you, L.A. Gal, for hanging in there the whole show. Thank you, everybody who was on Facebook Live. But I want to read you our scripture of the week. The word of the week is resolution. We should always search for resolutions when there's problems, especially with our families and our loved ones and our kids. Hey, what's up, Core and Hotness? All right, God bless you, Ms. Williams. And also, bless you and thank you for coming on our show. We've been talking about Dr. Martin Luther King today and the great things that he did and how he would feel if he was alive today about the civil rights movement. But what I want to say to you is something that I say every week. But it's so much time to pray right now. Whatever you do, whatever you're going through, if you know somebody that lost a loved one, if you know somebody that's having a mental health breakdown, you know somebody with paranoid schizophrenia or bipolar syndrome or ADHD or whatever, or somebody's homeless or somebody's looking for a job, I want you to send that prayer up right now. Send up a prayer request right now. Our word of the week is resolution. Resolution. So look and find a resolution and make it applicable in your life and their life too. Our scripture of the week is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. And this has to do with the six-year-old and all these little kids that are out of control. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, and it reads, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may have long life on earth. It says, honor your mother and your father that your days may be longer on earth, because that's what that commandment is all about. It says that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Leave your Bible open on that today. If you're a parent out there and you're going through with your kids right now, open up your first, look up the word resolution, and then look up that scripture. Hey, Raina, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm going to reach out to you. Golly, God bless you. We are talking about the scripture of the week. The word is resolution, but the scripture of the week is honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life here on the planet Earth. And that's right, that's right. Cousin Yvonne said, and if you do not have living parents, honor your family and your elders. That's right. So now let me say this to you before I start this prayer. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Also, remember, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And also remember this, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. To Sheila Timberlake, happy birthday to your mom for tomorrow. And we won't ask you how old she's going to be, but I want to wish you and your mom a happy birthday. To anybody, all the people's birthdays that are January the 17th tomorrow, God bless you. And happy birthday to all the January people. I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, there's so much going on in the world right now, God. I ask that you restore our kids and give them life in an oven instead of life in a microwave. God, they want life to be right now. They want everything right now like a microwave, but it can't be like that, God. So I'm asking you to bless the mothers who are trying to be the best mothers they can be to their kids, and bless the fathers that are trying to be the best fathers that they can be to their kids. And happy birthday to all the birthday people, God. Watch over all of us, God, as we go through the storms, watch over us. As we go through the trials and tribulations of life, watch over us, God. And Father, anybody that's sick right now with any kind of disease, whether it be COVID-19 or cancer or flu or whatever it might be, back problem, neck problem, ear problem, brain problem, whatever, God, I'm asking for restoration. rehabilitation, and rejuvenation of their mind, spirit, body, and soul. I ask that you bless their airflow, their blood flow, their ventricle system, Lord, their veins, their brain, the neurological part of the body. Bless their feet and their arms, their hands and their eyes to see, God. I ask that you bless all their anatomies, Father. Touch homes everywhere, God. Let no one be hungry, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no one be jobless, God, in the name of Jesus. Let nobody out there, God, who doesn't have anybody, let everybody find somebody that can give them some leadership, some direction, some love. Let them be mentors. Let them be leaders. Let them be fathers who, even if you're not a biological father or a biological mother, let's step up and love on our community and love on one another. So God, as I close out this prayer, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done, and we want to thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Bless everybody on every line on this phone and on Facebook and everywhere else, that this doesn't fall on deaf ears. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 and amen. Okay, you guys, it's time to get out of here. And, you know, here's the big question. The big question is, and I say this all the time, what's going on? But without further ado, you know, I'm going to see y'all next week. If you enjoyed the show and you love the show, spin up all the hearts that you can right now. If you love the show and you think it was good, spin up all the hearts right now. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We want to thank Brother Clarence for being out there remotely. We want to thank our co-producer, Professor Reams. We want to thank our co-producer, Vera Jones. We want to thank our co-producer, Aretha. We didn't even get the sports report today. I didn't even see Cousin V on there. But we want to thank Cousin V with the sports report. We just want to thank everybody. Monica Johnson, thank you. God bless you for coming on. God bless everybody. And I want you to have a wonderful, happy Martin Luther King Day. And thank you guys for all the hearts. I love y'all. God bless you. Peace. Shout out to you. And I hope you have the best King Day ever. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. God bless y'all. And, yes, and Dr. Aretha, too. We love Dr. Aretha. We miss mental health in you, but we'll come back next week. Cousin Yvonne, First Lady Felita Wiltz, L.A. Gal, Robinson, Sheila Timberlake. Yes, love y'all, too. God bless you and Pastor Charles. It's such a pleasure. I just have so much joy doing a civil rights talk show. It is so much joy bringing forth the truth, talking about very important topics, and sharing love with each other. Because what would we do without each other? What would we do? So to everybody out there, I love you. I got to go on Facebook Live. I love y'all. Peace, joy, and happiness. All right? God bless.
Hey,
man.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's
up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Love can conquer hate.